Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
President Trump's defense team will wrap up arguments later today in the Senate impeachment trial.
Of course, there's all kinds of drama hanging over that. And on the news line right now, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. But first, Stephen, what are we expecting to hear from the president's lawyers that we haven't already heard?
Well, I'm not sure what we'll hear that we haven't already heard, but we are going to hear them say that they're done. That's the development that we expect sometime in the middle of this afternoon, because there are reports that they expect the senators might be able to go home for dinner tonight instead of staying through, let's say, 9 o'clock or later. So the president's defense team is not expected to take nearly as much time as the House managers did laying out their case. What we heard last night from Alan Dershowitz was the first time that the president's defense team took on the explosive allegations reportedly made in John Bolton's forthcoming book, the idea that the president told him in August of last year that he withheld the aid to Ukraine to pressure the Ukrainian government to announce an investigation. The president yesterday called that false, and there have been questions raised by allies of the president about the timing of these revelations. Last night, Alan Dershowitz said that even if they're true, they wouldn't rise to the level of an impeachable offense because, in his view, and this is just his view, abuse of power is not a crime and therefore not impeachable.
Assuming that the Trump defenders wrap up their case today, would immediately or there be some kind of motion put forth to have a vote on calling witnesses? Might that wait till tomorrow? Do we know?
So some of this is, Paul, baked into the cake. The organizing resolution that basically sets the framework for the trial that they're currently operating under allows for 16 hours of questions to be posed by senators in writing to both sides, right? Doesn't mean it's going to take 16 hours, but it could. Following that, the resolution tees up a debate between the two sides, 2 hours each side, on whether witnesses should be called. And then a deliberation period, which we don't know how long that might take, and then a vote on the floor. Now, it's possible if an agreement is reached between both sides that process I just described for you could be superseded by a new agreement. So it might not take as much time as I just described. You have to find out. We'll have to stay tuned. We don't really know. Anything can happen on the Senate floor if the leadership agrees and if there's unanimous consent. So far, no agreement, but something that we've learned came out of yesterday's closed-door Republican lunch. One proposal raised by Republicans, because there is increasingly an interest in hearing from the witnesses, is a one-for-one deal. The House managers can hear from John Bolton if the White House gets one witness of its choosing.
And that would be, who do you think? Hunter Biden?
Could be Hunter Biden, could be the whistleblower, who knows. But Democrats say they're not interested in any kind of deal on this. They want to hear not just from John Bolton, but from other witnesses. And so there is no agreement. And yet you have reports that you have at least four Republican senators who are willing to vote with Democrats to call for witnesses. What is not yet agreed to is how many and the format in which they would be interviewed or deposed and whether they would actually have to appear live on the Senate floor to answer questions.
Yep, a lot left in this journey, a lot of ground to cover. And our CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy on the line.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.